Here is a second reason
why we should consider eternal things.
We should live life not focusing on the things on this earth, but on the things above. And that is that considering eternal things today will lead to rewards in the future. Because living for God brings rewards. Yeah, salvation is a free gift. There's nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing you can do to keep it. It's yours. Yeah, salvation is free for you. Now, it wasn't cheap. But it's free for you.
Yeah.
Somebody else paid a very high price. Yeah. Jesus paid the price for your salvation. Now, even if we wouldn't receive any rewards for serving God, it would still be right for us to serve God. Yeah, first of all, because we love Him,
what
He's done for us.
به خاطر کارهایی که برامون کرده.
Yeah, we owe him everything.
همه چیزمون مدیون.
Yeah, the Bible says you're bought with a price.
خداوند میگه با هزینه زیادی خریده شدید.
Yeah, the Bible says it's our reasonable service.
خدمت درست.
Yeah, to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
بدنهامون رو به عنوان قربانی‌های زنده تقسیم
کنیم. To live your life for God. To follow what is written in His word.
برای خداوند بدیم و اون چیزی که دنبالش هستیم.
God says I will reward you.
اما خداوند میگه بهتون پاداش میدم.
For living for me. For serving me. And again, emphasizing that salvation is free. Yeah? You're not paying back anything. No, you make sure that you understand, hey, if you do something for me, I reward you for that. There's nothing to do with salvation.
Now,
there are rewards for serving Christ in this life.
Yeah,
there's blessing in that.
And
there are also rewards that we receive in the future. Yeah, trusting in the things that we have not seen yet, that we have to take by faith.
Yeah,
the just to live by faith. Now, how does considering eternal things lead us to having rewards in the future? Now, it will help us to hang in when things are hard. Go back to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
از این جهت خسته نمی شویم بلکه هرچند انسان ظاهری ما فانی می شود اما انسان باطنی روز به روز تازه می گردد زیرا که این رنج خفیف ما که برای لحظه ایست بار جلال جاودانی و بسیار فراتر را برای ما فراهم می کند در حالی که ما نظر نمی کنیم به چیزهای دیدنی بلکه به چیزهای نادیدنی زیرا که آنچه دیدنی است موقتی است و آنچه نادیدنی جاودانی
است. When we're going through difficulties for the sake of Christ,
سختی رو تحمل می کنیم به خاطر عیسی مسیح.
We are motivated not to give up. When we are looking forward to the glory we will receive, to what's in store for us in the future. Now, if you compare those, the glory we will receive is exceeding more weight than the things we go through. Our afflictions will look light compared to these things that are very temporal, to the things we will receive.
برای چیزهایی که به دست میاریم.
Yeah, just for a moment.
برای یه لحظه است.
Now go to 2 Timothy 3:12.
دوم تیموتائوس 3:12.
Probably you all know this verse. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Second Timothy 3:12.
Here's a promise for you from the Bible. When you live godly in Christ Jesus, you shall suffer persecution. You can put your faith in that.
ایمان بذارین که حتماً آزار خواهید دید.
Living godly, persecution,
برای خدا زندگی کنید، آزار خواهید دید.
Now you say, I never experienced persecution.
هیچ وقت آزار ندیدم.
Maybe you've not been a Christian for very long.
چون مدت زیادی نیست که به خدا خدمت
می‌کنید. Or maybe you're not a very godly Christian.
یا اینکه خیلی هم کاری نمی‌کنید.
Yeah, but living for Christ means
برای مسیح زندگی کردن آزار خواهید دید.
Now you might not be martyred to death.
شاید نکشتنتون امروز.
But attacks will come your way.
اما حمله های شما خواهد بود به خاطر ایمانتون در مسیح.
Now what helps you to hang in there?
چی کمکتون میکنه که آویزان اون باشید که برای عیسی مسیح زندگی کنید وقتی حمله ها اتفاق میفته.
That you can look at eternal things.
که بتونید به چیزهای ابدی نگاه کنید.
You can look at the glory that you will receive.
به جلالی رو که دریافت کردین نگاه کنید.
Go to Matthew 5.
متی فصل 5 نگاه کنید. آیه 11 و 12.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
خوشحال باشید چون شما را فحش گویند و جفا رسانند و به خاطر من هر سخن بدی بر شما به دروغ گویند. خوش باشید و شادی عظیم نمایید، زیرا پاداش شما در آسمان عظیم است، زیرا که همینطور بر انبیای قبل از شما جفا را می‌رسانید.
That's rejoice.
شاد باشید.
Be exceedingly glad.
خوشحال باشید.
When people persecute you.
وقتی کسی به تو فحش میده.
Great is your reward in heaven.
چون جلال شما بر پاداش.
Go to Hebrews 11, 35.
عبرانیان فصل 11:35. آیه 35.
Hebrews 11:35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Hebrews 11:35.
زنان مردگان خود را به رستاخیز باز یافتند، اما دیگران شکنجه شدند و رهایی را قبول نکردند تا به رستاخیز نیکوتر برسند.
I talk about people here that are tortured.
کسایی که شکنجه شدند. شکنجه شدند برای حضور
عیسی مسیح. And they're not designed to be delivered.
و نمیخوان آزاد بشن.
So that they might obtain a better resurrection.
شما بتونن زنده پیروزی بیشتری رو.
They had a mindset.
یه فکری داشتن.
On eternal things.
برای چیزهای ابدی.
Not to the temporal.
نه چیزهای موقتی.
And it enabled them to hang in.
قادر شدند که بچسبند.
When things got tough.
و چیزهایی که سخت اتفاق افتاد.
We often are quick to pray.
بعضی وقتا ما سریع
God, make میکنی. The persecution stop.
خدا بعد شکنجه رو قطع کن.
Make my problems go away.
مشکلات من رو حل کن.
Yet should we not trust God in the suffering?
اما نباید اعتماد کنیم در اون شکنجه به خداوند، در اون سختی مون به خداوند.
Trust that he knows best.
اعتماد کنیم که اون بهترین چیز رو برای ما در نظر داره.
God, let your will be done.
خداوند خواست تو انجام بشه.
My convenience.
نراحتی من.
My comfort.
آرامش من.
Yeah, that's less important than your purpose for my life.
هدف تو مهمتره برای زندگی من.
And then in the tough times,
حتی در زمان سختی,
we do not faint. We don't give up.
دست نمی کشیم.
Because we are considering eternal things. We're looking towards the future.
به آینده خوب فکر می‌کنیم.
We consider the glory that is set before us.
به جلالی که در مقابلمون هست فکر می‌کنیم.
Hebrews 12:2.
عبرانیان 12:2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the name, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
و به سوی بانی و کامل کننده ایمان یعنی عیسی چشم بدوزیم که به جهت آن خوشی که پیش او قرار داشت بی حرمتی را ناچیز شمرده متحمل صلیب گردید و به دست راست تخت خدا نشسته است.
So Jesus is looking ahead at the joy that was set before him
میکنه به اون شادی که جلوشه و تحمل صلیب رو میکنه با همه ناراحتی‌هاش.
Yeah, looking at things above. Looking at eternal things.
به چیزهای ابدی فکر میکنه.
Yeah, it will help you to hang in there when living for Christ
وقتی برای عیسی مسیح زندگی می‌کنی. وقتی سخت میشه باز بچسبید.
Read 2 Corinthians
4. دوم قرنتیان فصل 4.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 and 11.
آیه 8 و 11.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of, also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
ما از هر سو در فشاریم ولی خرد نشدیم. متحیر ولی مایوس نیستیم، آزار دیده اما واگذاشته نیستیم، افکنده شده ولی نابود نشدیم. پیوسته مرگ عیسی خداوند را در بدن خود حمل می‌کنیم تا حیات عیسی هم در بدن ما ظاهر شود، زیرا ما که زنده‌ایم دائما به خاطر عیسی به مرگ سپرده می‌شویم. حیات عیسی نیز در بدن فانی ما
Yeah. As a Christian, we will have suffering. مسیحی
ما سختی ها رو خواهیم
دید. We can look ahead.
اما میتونیم به آینده نگاه کنیم. بدونیم که او با ماست.
We can look to the promise.
میتونیم به قول خداوند نگاه کنیم، به چیزهای ابدیش نگاه کنیم.
If we suffer.
اگر امروز.
This is 2 Timothy 2:12 if you want to go there. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
با این زجر میبینیم با او هم سلطنت خواهیم کرد.
Yeah, in our suffering,
در سختی هامون
we can look forward to
میتونیم امید داشته باشیم برای پاداش‌های آینده‌مون.
We can put our faith
میتونیم ایمانمون رو بذاریم
in that what is not seen
برای اون چیزهایی که امروز ندیدیم.
Yeah, in that what is eternal.
برای اون چیزهایی که ابدی است.
Yeah, in the millennium reign.
در اون سلطنت هزاره عیسی
مسیح. We will reign with Christ.
با عیسی مسیح ما سلطنت خواهیم
داشت. Having our glorified bodies.
بدن پرجلال و شاهان بزرگی خواهیم بود.
The position in this kingdom,
مقاممون در اون ملکوت بستگی داره به مسیحی که هستی.
And it's based on how you have lived your life for Christ.
زندگی که امجا کردی کدوم مقام
the apostle Paul will have
پولس رسول
a different reward
پاداشش با من و شما
and somebody who never serves God
یا اون کسی که فقط صندلی گرم کرده.
Yes, living godly will bring persecution in our lives, but it's all worth it.
هیچ شکنجه خواهد داشت.
Consider eternal things.
به چیزهای ابدی فکر کنید.
Consider eternal rewards.
به چیزهای پاداش ابدیتون فکر کنید.
Store up treasures in heaven.
گنجتون رو در آسمان
پسندید. Romans 8:18.
رومیان 8:18.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
زیرا یقین می‌دانم که رنج‌های زمان حاضر نسبت به آن جلالی که در ما ظاهر خواهد شد هیچ است.
And here's the last thing.
آخرین نکته.
That want to bring up.
من می‌خوام بگم.
That the saved, eternal thing that the saved should consider.
چیزهای ابدی شما را همیشه نجات می‌ده.
And that is that it will change the eternity. For others. Yeah, you as a safe person should consider those people out there that have eternal souls that are heading for eternal punishment. We are to help them consider eternal things. Yeah, go to Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرفکنده نیستم، چون که قوت خداست برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد، اول یهود و سپس یونانی.
Yeah, we should not be ashamed of the gospel. The gospel must be preached.
Yeah,
it's the power of God unto salvation for those eternal souls that are heading into eternal punishment. Yeah, it's the good news that you trusted.
That
God saved. That God you saved. Romans 10, 13-15. Romans 10:13-15. For whosoever shall come upon the call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
زیرا هر که نام خداوند را بخواند نجات خواهد یافت. پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند؟ و چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند؟ و چگونه بشنوند بدون واعظ؟ و چگونه موعظه کنند جز این که فرستاده شوند؟ چنان که مکتوب است که چه زیباست پاهای آنانی که مژده صلح را اعلام می کنند و به چیزهای نیکو بشارت می آورند.
Yeah, the end point
آخر
is eternal souls
اون جانهای ابدی
changing their eternal destiny. But where does the start?
و اون جان ابدی کجا میره؟ از
کجا شروع میشه؟ being sent to preach the good news.
که پیام خوش انجیلی رو موعظه
کنیم. Yeah, the gospel to the
lost. انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به گمشدگان
برسونیم. So the lost can hear.
که گمشدگان بشنوند.
The lost can believe.
گمشدگان ایمان بیارن.
And call upon the Lord and be saved.
و نام خداوند رو بخونن و نجات
پیدا کنن. Yeah, we as God's people
ما به عنوان قوم خداوند
are to consider
باید فکر کنیم به دیگران.
The eternal souls of those who are lost.
اون جان اونهایی که ابدی است و گم شدن و داره به مجازات میرسه.
2 Corinthians
دوم قرنتیان
chapter 4 verse 3
4 آیه 3.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
اگر انجیل ما پنهان است بر آنانی که ایمان ندارند.
If you do not preach the gospel,
اگر انجیل عیسی
the Bible says it is hid to them that are lost.
گم شده و پنهان اون کسانی.
If we don't reveal it,
اگر ما آشکار
if
نکنیم.
If we don't shine that light,
اگر اون نور رو ننرخشیم.
Yeah, nobody else is going to do
that. کسی دیگه نمیبینه. کسی دیگه نخواهد دید.
Now, why is it hidden for them?
چرا؟
Read the next
قایم
verse.
شده آیه بعدی رو بخونه.
Yeah, read the next verse. In verse 4. In whom the god of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
که در ایشان خدای این جهان ذهن‌های بی‌ایمانشان را کور گردانیده است که مبادا نور بشارت جلال مسیح که صورت خداست ایشان را روشن سازد.
Yeah, there is a god, small g.
خدای هست.
Of this world. Satan, the devil.
شیطان.
Yeah, who is in the business
که داره تلاش میکنه
of blinding the minds of people that do not believe so that the light of the gospel of Christ doesn't follow them. And if we're not preaching that light, it's going to be hit. You as Christians need to consider the eternal souls of the lost. You should consider their eternal destination and have compassion for them. Yeah, Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11:30. Proverbs 11:30. Other testaments. Other testament. Proverbs 11:30. We're not going back to the Old Testament anymore, so. Yeah. He that winneth souls is wise. You are to be involved in getting people saved. Now, some people get triggered about this. And they say, oh, you cannot save people. And of course, no, we are Jesus the Savior.
But
we do take part in this process. Yeah, listen how Paul phrases this in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 9, 22. To the weak became as weak that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some.
با ضعیفان همچون ضعیف شدم تا ضعیفان را به دست آورم همه کس را همه چیز گردیدم تا به هر نوعی بعضی را برهانم
So does Paul have a God complex here?
یعنی چی عیسی فکر اینجا پولس فکر کنه خداست میخواد
برهانه Does he think he can save people?
میتونه بره بقیه را آزاد کنه
Of course Paul knows that Jesus is a savior But he also knows that he is part of the process of getting a person saved
از راه نجات و سفر
And his part
یه وظیفه یه
And our part
is
to bring people to the Savior
yeah?
by preaching the gospel to them so that it is not hidden to them
so
that the light of the gospel will shine on them
now
faith comes by hearing hearing by the word of God
yeah?
the word needs to be preached
yeah?
by you and me
to the lost برای گم شدگان.
Go back to 2 Corinthians.
برگردیم دوم قرنتیان.
From chapter 5.
فصل 5.
These verses 17 to 19.
آیه 17 تا 19.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
پس اگر کسی در مسیح باشد خلقت تازه است چیزهای کهنه درگذشت اینک همه چیز تازه شده است و همه چیز از خدا که ما را به واسطه عیسی مسیح با خود آشتی داده و خدمت آشتی را به ما سپرده است یعنی که خدا در مسیح بود به جهان را با خود آشتی میداد و خطای ایشان را به حساب ایشان نگذاشت و کلام آشتی را به ما سپرد
Yeah. The ministry of reconciliation
خدمت
is given to us.
به من و شما داده شد.
Yeah. The word of reconciliation
کلمه آشتی
has been put in our hands.
در دستای من و شما
And it is our job
وظیفه من و شما
as a local church
به عنوان کلیسای محلی
his people
به عنوان قوم خداوند
here on the ground in Athens
توی آتن
to preach the good news to the lost
خوش انجیل رو به گم شدگان
to consider the eternal souls
of the lost.
What's the basic message of today?
That
we should consider eternal things over temporal things. That we need to set our affection
on the things above,
not on the things on the earth. That we should look towards what God's purpose is for our life, not how we can please ourselves. Read Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
پس چون با مسیح برخیزانیده شدید، آنچه را که در بالاست جویا باشید، در آنجایی که مسیح هست به دست خداوند نشسته اید. در آنچه بالاست بیاندیشید، نه در آنچه بر زمین است، زیرا که مردید و زندگی شما با مسیح در خدا مخفی است. چون مسیح که زندگی ماست ظاهر شود، آنگاه شما هم
When we focus on eternal things,
when we set our minds on things above, on
things that are eternal,
it
will bring hope
in
the now.
Because
we can go through hard things in the temporal, looking with faith forward
to things
that are eternal. It leads to rewards in the future. It will encourage looking at eternal things will encourage us to walk the Christian life.
و تشویقمون میکنه برای زندگی مسیحی.
Especially when it's becoming hard, when persecution comes away.
سخت برامون وقتی سختی و آزار
میاد. We can look with faith.
میتونیم با ایمان نگاه کنیم.
Forward towards the prize.
برای چیزهای خداوند در آینده قرار اتفاق بیفته.
Yeah, when we focus on eternal things.
وقتی به چیزهای ابدی فکر کنیم.
We will start considering the eternal souls.
به جانهای ابدی دیگران.
And change eternity for others.
و چیز زندگی ابدی یه نفر رو عوض می‌کنه.
Because it will move us to preach the gospel to the lost.
ما رو به امید شادی می‌رسونه که برسونیم به گمشدگان پیام خداوند رو بدیم.
Yeah, we live in the Christian life that goes from faith to faith.
That
looks towards the things that are not seen.
دنبال چیزهایی می‌گردیم که امروز دیده نمیشه.
The things that are eternal.
چیزهایی که ابدی و جاودانی.
Yeah, as opposed to the things that are seen and are
temporal.
Consider eternal things. Yeah, seeking those things which are above. Let's close with Hebrews 11:25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, you are good. And Lord, your purposes are good. Lord, help us to set our affections on the things above. To not get distracted with the things on this earth. To serve you with our lives. To think of eternal things. And to think of those who are lost.
و فکر کنیم به کسایی که گم شدن.
Lord, help us to use our lives to bring glory to your name.
خداوند زندگیمون رو امروز تقدیم تو بکنیم که جلال رو به حضور تو بیاره.
Prompt us to live for you.
امروز بیدارمون کن که برای تو زندگی کنیم.
And help us with doing that.
کمکمون کن که این کار رو انجام بدیم.
Lord, we lift the rest of the day to you.
خداوند ادامه روز رو به تو می‌سپاریم.
Bless the soul winning.
دعا می‌کنم که به شما برکت بدی. روزمون رو برکت بدی. هفتمون رو برکت بدی.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.